5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
I forgot to cough. Was I meant to cough as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Touchy. Jeez. Wow.
Sorry, that was a bit touchy, wasn't it?
You're really turning into a grumpy old prick, you know that? Jeez.
Shut up. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Leave
me alone.
What's happening? You have a story.
I got called out the other day.
What do you mean?
By people telling me I was grumpy.
Oh, really?
You're so grumpy. Yeah, my boss, shut up.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm not fucking grumpy. Piss off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not.
Has enough time passed where we don't have to talk about Star Wars?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, because I didn't want to.
No, I mean, it's just mad. Fucking, yeah, all disaster. Right. We
sweet.
All know it. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, good.
Alright, you got something to tell me, you said.
I got two stories. So
two, okay. Oh, I can pick. Alright, go on.
Yeah. Well, it depends how we go for time, but you pick the one that you'll think is kind of funny, or the one that you'll be able to pick on me about. Which one do you want?
And I can't have both? Is that what's
happening?
Well,
we'll see how we go for time, I guess. Okay. We'll see how we go for time.
Alright. Yeah. I think I'll go with the funny one. Go.
All right. So my wife and I went to see Aladdin, the musical.
I thought you said, hang on, no, I didn't choose the one. You said I could choose the one I could pick on you about, or the funny one. Maybe you didn't hear me.
Maybe well played,
you didn't hear me, because this sounds like the one I could pick on you about. You went to see Aladdin.
Well played. Yes. Check and meet. So I knew. So everywhere we go now, we generally don't go unless we can get aisle seats. But
yep.
This thing's been sold out forever.
Is that so people don't walk past you and you can come in a bit late, or so you can get out? Or what's your reason?
So my wife can get out. Okay. So my wife can get out. If I need to stretch my legs out, I can on the aisle because Seath curse means I always get stuck in.
Yep.
I'm a larger guy myself, but Seath curse means there's always someone my size or bigger beside me.
Yep.
But it was completely sold out, so we couldn't get aisle seats, so we like sucked it up. We got some a few rows in, and I had myself mentally prepared for that, which was fine.
Yep.
We go into the theatre, and it's an old theatre where there's no, like, you know how in new theatres they think about the layout a bit more and they break with an aisle, like, every 10 chairs or something?
Yep.
Well, they didn't break. This is a really old theatre, so it doesn't break. So it's a row of, like, 50 seats in this massive curve. And we go into our seats and we're sitting down. We're about 4 or 5 seats in. And above us in the row in front, that's where the dress circle has a gap. So if you're in the row in front, you could sit down and put your feet out near the balcony. It was like all luxurious and spacious and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming about missing out on picking that row.
Yeah, yeah.
Got this guy and his wife come into my row. He's a big guy like me. And he looks at his tick and he goes, "Ah." Oh. As he's brushing past us, he's like, "Sorry, mate, sorry. Yeah. The usher sent us in on the wrong end of the row." So they were all the way at the other end of the row.
Well, go so out and walk around, motherfucker. Walk around.
Well, but this is the funny thing. This is what we bonded over. And he looks down at the row in front where there's all this room and it's luxurious. And he goes, "Oh, man, I wish I had a book that row. This happens every single time." And I'm like, "Yeah, we were just saying that." I was just speaking to my wife. I said, "Yeah, we were just saying that. We should have booked that row as well." And he goes, "Yep, typical Johnson curse."
I'm like, "What?" Oh, wow. Holy
I'm like, "What?" I heard it
shit.
As well. I said, "What?" And in passing, as he walked past, he says, "Yeah, me and my sister, we just think we're cursed. So we've got this thing called the Johnson curse." Because he was like, "Every time."
Is this true? Is this a true story?
Yeah, dude. Fuck. 100% true. 100% true.
Did you
Johnson
fucking
curse?
Did you fucking man? We
I couldn't believe
you should have made more
I should have
contact
got his Instagram.
Yeah,
I like, yeah, I know.
Like without trying to be creepy, but just say, "Dude, we want to talk to you."
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah,
hey, you know,
what stories?
You know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
Now let's put this on record right now. Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that the joke in there? Well, I can't remember what series they had. That guy from the fat guy from Lost. He was the Blitz.
Oh, Hurley. Yeah.
Hurley. Remember that and How I Met Your Mother? He was the Blitz because he always missed things.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the Blitz curse was transferable.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is there a chance that
you never
know. At least for you, or for you and me, and obviously if it's just for you, that's cool, man. Yeah. Take it and run with it. But is there a chance that it's been transferred?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows? There's always...
I haven't had a bad run lately, so you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just so funny. Though,
when did you go see Aladdin?
Yesterday. All right. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I can... All right, I won't tell the full story on air, but I will mention this too for more discussion off air. I had a conversation with our mother yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did say something
to her.
Tell
the full story? She doesn't care unless it's personal for you and you don't want to say, but... No,
I better not, dude. I better not. Sorry, okay. I'll tell you. Right. But I informed her on my stance on a certain thing, which normally would have angered her, not just for me having a different opinion, but for me telling her. And she was like, yeah, okay, no worries.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Maybe the Seath curse is lifted.
Maybe. And just to give our listeners some context, this is a woman who would argue whether... In Jim Carrey's Liar Liar, where he's like, the goddamn pit, she would have kept arguing with that pen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Wow. Right, she's just like, cool.
Hang on, when did you go see Aladdin? When was this?
Yesterday, lunchtime.
Yesterday.
Mm.
Nothing. And I changed two water filters today, both the fridge and the sink, and they both went in perfectly and didn't leak.
Right, okay, yeah. And I changed a light bulb today without breaking my neck, too.
And I hit 5,000 subs.
Okay.
Maybe. Right.
And
there was a certain thing that transpired before this podcast.
Yes, that thing. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm excited. We'll update people. Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Right.
That's funny. I wish you got that. That is hilarious. And I wish you got those guys' details.
Yeah, I probably should have got his Twitter or something.
Now, have you... What are you doing medically? Is there a doctor or that's helping you out to, you know?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm assuming you need your balls reattached for going to see a lot.
Oh, right. I like musical theatre. Thank you very much.
I'm definitely not
telling you the other story now.
Oh no, you got it. You got it. But all jokes aside, was it? How was it? Was it all right? Or
It actually wasn't a bad show. But honestly, it actually probably wasn't a bad show. What let it down was the lead, the chick who played.
I've never seen Aladdin, so I don't know what their names are.
I don't know a name, so it doesn't matter. I've forgotten already. But the chick who played the lead, like the princess.
Moana?
Shit.
Pocahontas?
Yeah, Moana. Yeah, Pocahontas? The chick who played Pocahontas. Yeah. She was terrible.
Like
she
bad
had a terrible
singer.
Singing voice. And I don't know if she was either the understudy or just it's been a long run and her voice is shit. But and she
I was
wasn't
actually,
even a very good actor either, but yeah.
That was that. Yeah, you've come to the point I was going to ask you about and make questions because... Anytime I've seen anything live with a person singing, there generally is one person in the cast or the thing, you know, the performance, that you're like, you look to your whoever you're with, partner, friend, you know, whatever, date, and you just go, what? Like, I'm not a singer. I, you know, took one lesson, guitar lesson, but that doesn't sound right to me. Like, are people not hearing
exactly,
the same thing as me? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. You have that thought in your head, like, is this person got leukemia and this was like their starlight wish to perform in a show or something? Because, she just wasn't that good. And then that kind of just makes the show a bit flat, I guess. But, I've never really... There's a lot of shitty messaging in Disney shit. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is the dude digs up a genie bottle and he gets the genie and he wants to make himself a prince so he can win the princess over.
Right.
Pretty fucking selfish wish, if you ask me. Jesus. Don't try to fix the world or anything. Just, I want some princess boobs.
But hang on. Wish. Whoa. He's got a genie and that's his wish? Like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why?
His only genie, which is he wants to be married. Sucker.
Okay, I'll give you what's those things on YouTube, how it should have ended.
Yeah, this yeah, exactly.
This is how it should have ended. Yeah. Rubs the lamp.
Yeah.
Genie comes out. Yeah. Genie, I wish to be a prince so I can marry a princess.
Yeah.
Genie's like, yeah. You want to get married? Fuck you, back in the bottle. Yeah. Don't waste my right. wishes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway. Marriage is awesome. I love you, honey. Okay. Yeah. Now, I've got a challenge for you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, I thought of this game to play last night, but...
Okay.
I want to preface this by saying, please tell me if you've heard of this game before, because in my head, I came up with the idea last night, and I was like, that is an awesome game to play, but yeah. I don't know, what's that, there's a scientific, isn't there a term for it where you have regurgitated something, but you don't do it intentionally, it's just something you heard and it went in your subconscious, you know, like with singing, music and shit like that, where people,
yeah,
there's actually a term yeah, for dumb. It where you... Unconsciously. No, no, come on, be cool. You know what I'm talking about,
there
though.
Is.
Yeah, there's a term
yeah, no,
where
there is, because
yeah.
they do all those, like, they do those scientific experiments where they, like, can implant memories in people and they think it's actually happened to them, that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah, but there is a...
Something that you might have experienced it or you might have seen it and you think it's your idea, is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, and yeah, it's like, it if, I was, it? Yeah. if I was a musician, I'd make a song and I'm going to write this song. Yeah. It may be a song I heard 30 years ago.
Yeah,
and it's just in my brain. So, all right, so tell me if this does exist. But I thought I feel like I've invented this.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Tell me, because I don't want to be accused of copying if you've heard. Okay, so here's this idea I had. You know how you come home from work and your wife wants to know about your day and you're just like, I fucking lived it. I don't want to go through it again.
Yeah.
I had this idea for a game. You watch a TV show and become really familiar with an episode... And then you have to tell your wife that was your day as if those events really happened for you and see how much of the episode you could fit in there. So, like, you might...
What, before the other person realises you're regurgitating the plot of a show?
Yeah. So, like, for instance, I might have watched the very first episode of Office and then you might come out and goes, how's your day? Oh, the boss was a complete douchebag. He just... Every fucking 5 seconds, any comment, he's like, oh, that's what she said and... Oh, and then this dickhead put this guy's stapler in jello and it was really funny, but then I found out he's afraid of jelly and like...
Right.
Yeah, that's the game. Okay. It can be a TV or movie, but you have to put in the how was your day? It's called How Was Your Day?
How was your day? Yeah.
How was your day? Oh, no, tell me about your day.
Tell me about your day. Okay.
Yeah, and then you have to see how much of a TV or a movie plot you can fit in there. Now, obviously, you know... You can't go
you
in there
have
and
to
go.
Be careful with that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't go. Yeah, you can't go. How's your day? Oh, the fucking Klingons attacked. The Klingons attacked, and then Morpheus gave me a red pill. But but you could abstract it. You could go. Fuck! I had the worst headache, and I went to the fucking first aid cabinet, and some idiot had taken out all the Nurofen and Advil, and I didn't know which was which. So they're like, there was a jar of blue fucking tablets and a jar of red ones. And I take this red one, and it can't have been Panadol because I was all dizzy all day, and I felt really hot and wet. And then and then I went out the back of the factory and almost got fucking run by this big claw machine that almost dragged me around. And that's the
game. So the question is though, how much of the there'd have to be a caveat about because for me, blue pill, red pill. Obviously, I know you're talking about the Matrix, but how much of the movie or TV show has to be included? Because you could leave it really vague, you know?
Well, it's a point. It's like it's a point for, per fact
that you slip in. Okay.
Per plot point, I guess, yeah. And then the game doesn't end. If your partner says, you know, that sounds like The Matrix. They haven't actually called you out. They just said, you know, they've noticed a similarity. The game.
So they've actually got to say that's
they've
not
got
your
to
day,
say
that's the Matrix.
You're just telling me the plot from such and such. That's when the game. Right. That's when you lose. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's when the round ends and you can add up your plot points.
So does the other person know that you're playing?
No, that's the joke.
But how do you score? How does the game work?
The game works about how many plot points you can get in there before they call you.
But
where
do I put my plot points? Is this an app that I upload my plot points to?
What do you mean?
Well,
what are you talking about? What app? You just sit down. You're right. You're my wife, okay? Ask me how my fucking day was.
Fuck that. You're a psycho. coming in telling me you dropped a volcano into a fucking ring in your day, please.
There you go. Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay, that'll do. All right, come on.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You're saying this is a game you invented.
Yeah.
Who scores the game? Where are the points allocated?
You score it yourself. You're just getting fun out of it. Own little the point of the game is to not have the same boring fucking conversation about your day. You can actually get some enjoyment.
This isn't a game. This isn't a game. This is just a way you've decided you can screw with people.
What is with you lately? Fucking a couple of months ago, you'd be all about this. You'd be like, this is the best idea ever.
But what I'm saying is, it needs to be a game where people can join, right? Like, you build an app, right? It's called How Was Your Day, the app.
Yeah.
You build the app, How Was Your Day.
Yeah.
People log on as an anonymous username.
Yeah.
And they type in what their show was and how many plot points they covered, and the app scores them, and then you've got a leaderboard. Then it's an actual game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we can do that. We can make it a competition. I think the best way to keep it fair as well is to secretly record your partner while you're having the dinner conversation, because that'd be hilarious.
God. Yeah, that could get a little weird, but yeah.
But don't you think that'd be funny? Like, don't you think that is a fun idea as opposed to how
it is? It's hilarious.
Yeah,
I think it's an hilarious idea, but you've got to actually make it a game, because otherwise, it's just me coming home.
I just want you to try. All right. Well, let's have this. Let's put this in development. So let's both try it during the week.
Yeah.
And then next week we'll compare results.
Okay, are we going to pick each other's episode of the TV show?
No. You just pick your own. Okay,
I'll have to come up with something. I might come up with something from Curb, because that's really weird, that show. So
it could be anything. It could be a movie as well, or
except for the episode of Curb where he hires a prostitute to sit in the car.
Well, that's what I said. You have to be careful, because
yeah.
So I've been out all morning. My wife and you can try and give yourself a bit of a chance, because it's a waste of time, but. So my wife today knows I've been to, I was doing stuff, and I've had to go to Bunnings and put water filters in and stuff. So when she comes back, she could be like, how's your day? Did you get everything done? I could be like, oh, I didn't get everything done because.
Yeah. You know, and then I could just launch into it. Well, try it, because why? What do you think's a good one for why you've been home all day?
I don't know, actually. I was thinking about that. I mean, work's easy, because so much shit could happen at work and you can use lots of references. Yeah. But just for today.
Except you went to a hardware store. Oh, see if you can work Click into it. Has she seen Click?
I can't remember Click. Is that the Adam Sandler one with the remote?
Yeah, and he goes into a hardware store and he gets the remote, and it allows him to change his life around.
I suppose I could say that. I could go, oh, while I was there at
this
the hardware...
This weird old guy. Yeah, I got I was sent looking, into this I was weird look- room in the hardware. Yeah.
Yeah. Bunnings have set up this new section. And I got sucked into this universal remote, because, we're always fighting over the iPhone, the iTunes remote and the other remote. And I bought this universal remote, but it just doesn't, it's really... Yeah, but then how do you go from there? And then David Hasselhoff I farted on David Hasselhoff's head. Well, I suppose I could go... And then when I was looking at the remote, I totally farted, and this little kid was right behind me, and I farted right in his head. And the kid looked like David Hasselhoff. See? It's a fun game!
It's kind of good. It's really good, actually.
Yeah,
it is funny.
So you can abstract the point. It doesn't have to be, I was in an office with David Hasselhoff, I pushed pause. It could just be...
Yeah. Yeah. The idea is you're replacing your life with the plot of a show or a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, with a synopsis of a movie, yeah.
Mm.
So, and then you have to really... And then as you build your skills, you could go really abstract. Like, imagine trying to get the plot of, a Star Trek movie or a science fiction
or
movie.
Or Minority Report or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in the garden. This little fucking spider, crawled in my on my head, and I froze. I kept really still because I didn't want it to sting me. And it crawled over my eye, and then it was, it was doing something to my eyeball, and... Oh man, yeah. And then I made lunch, and you didn't tell me you left it. There was a sandwich. Was that yours or mine? This moldy sandwich in the back of the fridge that I ate. Oh, this is awesome. See, now you think it's good, don't you? You realize the genius of it.
I do like it.
This could actually be.
I do like it.
Actually, I don't even know if we should publish this fucking episode now. I'm thinking, is this a good pitch for a TV show?
It's a pretty good TV show, isn't it? Yeah.
How was your day?
It's not bad. How was your day?
Yeah.
It's not too bad at all. Yeah. Because if you get subtle enough on the details, you could do anything, couldn't you? Like, anything could really happen.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, like the Matrix, you know? Oh, I work in a factory. Oh, this the machine that loads the things on and off. I was leaning over it and the safety was fucking off and it grabbed me and dragged me across and...
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, I had to go to the doctor and I got like acupuncture and...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And this new manager started. Oh, what's his name? I don't know. Smith something or other. You know, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try. Oh,
that's hilarious.
I'm going to try and think of one before she gets home.
Yeah, I was at the gym. I'm going to tell Marissa. I was at the gym doing a workout and I just did a bit of boxing. And this guy come up to me and he's like, oh, do you want to spar with. Like the heavyweight champion's lost his sparring. He needs a spar.
That's Rocky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Rocky.
But you could be more careful. The way you could have pitched it is like, this guy, he comes to me, he's like, oh, this guy, you know, apparently he's some champion boxer. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, and he just wants to have a meeting with me, so I've got to go have a meeting with him,
yeah.
Oh, God.
And then on the way home, I was really hungry, and I went to this weird fucking hippie vegan bar and I asked for this protein shake and they just cracked these fucking raw eggs in a jar.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the gym was just too crowded and weird, so I just decided to go for a run. And as I was running, this fucking kid just started running beside me. It was really weird.
And I tried to lose him, so I started to run towards Town Hall, and I thought, I'll lose him up the stairs, so I ran up the stairs,
and I beat him, so I just started jumping up and down. I know it's pathetic to beat a little kid, but just jumping up and down just made me feel better.
Oh, that's so
You've got to do Rocky. You've got to. Bonus points if you do Rocky.
All right, I'll give Rocky a try. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit difficult when you get to, like, hard to kill, dude. I don't know how you're going to explain that one.
Oh, don't mention that. I was just reading something today. It's really upset me.
Oh, what? What's happened?
Well, you know how there's been
invented Aikido?
No. You know how Seagal's, in the last couple of months or a bit longer, there's been allegations of, you know, a lady's actually full out, come out now and goes, yep, he full on raped me.
Oh, my God. Oh, really? Like rape, right? Yep. Not just like CK took it out.
Not just a little dirty jerk off, which I don't condone, obviously, but...
Have you done
the CK yet?
No, not yet. Okay, I think I'll leave that one. Another one came out, Anziz Azari as well, but his was a weird one because
isn't that the thing though? His was like I don't know. I don't want to get
just a creep. Is basically it, but he's not like I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not even going to say anything because when you do, you enter tough territory. But, anyway, that's fine. Yes. Oh, very good.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how long are we going for? Is that time?
About 24 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, did you want to tell your other story or not really?
I'll tell you. I don't care.
All right, go on.
All right, I'll tell you. Something happened.
Yes.
Something bad happened.
Dude, how many times do I tell you? Dolphins, yes, they're gorgeous creatures. But at SeaWorld, there are limits, okay? I can't believe you went Weinstein on Flipper.
You want the part flip?
Oh, Dolphin Trader headline. Dolphin Trader at SeaWorld wears the full Weinstein. Wouldn't let Flipper do the double haloop without a casting couch. Oh, that's Troy McClure all the way, isn't it?
It's too far. So this happened before Aladdin, right? Yeah. It was an eventful day yesterday.
Mm.
So I've got about however long it takes my wife to get ready to kill time.
Sorry, just let me just interject a millisecond. This happened before the potential Seath curse passed.
Yeah, the Johnson curse. Yeah,
okay,
All
right, go.
So I decided to watch TV. And when you flip on the TV on our television, the digital set-top box, it says, like, what's on now and what's on next.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, like, it said, like, it was, like, 10 to the hour or something. And it said, like, oh, Friends and then Battle Bots, you know, the robot machine. Robot ones,
yep.
Like, oh, yeah, I can endure 10 minutes of Friends to watch Battle Bots. That's all cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this Christmas episode of Friends and the blonde one.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Kudrow's working in a Christmas tree lot with Joey, and she's trying to convince him to sell all the old Christmas trees before they sell the new ones, because the old ones get thrown into the chipper, and because she's a hippy-dippy, she can't stand them being thrown in the chipper. It freaks her out.
Okay.
You're bored already, but I'll get to the point. It's fine. So, the show rolls on or whatever, and Christmas is ruined because of whatever reason, blah, blah, blah. And they're going back into the apartment, and they open the apartment door of their friend's apartment, and the Monica one and the Chandler one jump out. They're like, surprise! And what they've done is, all of the old trees that what's-her-name didn't want to go in the chipper, they bought for her. So they decorated their whole house in all of these Christmas, in all of these old Christmas trees, so that she didn't get freaked out that they were going to the chipper.
But okay.
And something happened.
What?
I got a little bit teary. My heart started to go a bit flush. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And a salty discharge started to come out of my eyes. And I got a little bit emotional at the trees being bought and let out a little couple of tears. Yes, exactly.
I can't even process this.
I told you. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you going through menopause? Like, what the fuck, dude?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
It could have even been Old Yeller or something. Have you ever cried in a film? Or a movie or a TV show?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, The Last Jedi, because of how fucking bad it was and how much I felt like, oh, I just got bent over again by Jar Jar Binks. Fuck, I started having flashbacks. Jar Jar wasn't in this one. Have I ever cried at a film?
It wasn't even Old Yeller, or it wasn't even like The Never Ending Story or something, which, by the way, was on the other week and it was shit.
No, I mean, I cried a while ago. We'd only just put our dog down, and then something came on TV with a dog on it, and that made me cry. But that same show, dog,
that's fair enough.
That was having my dog. That same show didn't, you know, and it wasn't, the dog was perfectly healthy, didn't die on the show.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm trying. This isn't Friends, dude.
I think I cried as a kid when we went to Never Ending Story.
Oh, that's weird that I just brought up Never Ending Story, but yeah.
And Atreyu's horse went under.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But even if I was more like, even if I had feelings like you humans have, like an episode, like an old, like this isn't even a current episode of Friends that you're currently vested in, and you didn't even watch the whole episode.
No.
Is this what vegetarianism does to you long term?
I don't know.
Because if anyone should know. Like, if anything, you murder more plants than us meat eaters because you consume more plant based things.
Yeah, apparently I do. Apparently I do. I don't cry in anything, dude. I don't care. Like, it's weird.
Well, you obviously do.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I know, right?
That's so anyway. Weird, dude. I don't even know what to say about that. Had anything happened around it? Or what were you thinking about?
No, I don't know.
Were you actually picturing the trees going
to Aladdin?
Were you picturing the trees going in the wood chipper and it upset you?
No, I don't know. It was just a nice gesture for them to buy all those trees. I don't know. Shut up. Leave me alone.
I wish we had been recording this podcast fucking video just to see my face reactions. Wow.
You know, I shouldn't have told you. Leave me alone. Shut up.
Okay. Well, I'm here for you, man. I cried anything, dude. You're not thinking about killing yourself, are you? Because I'm really worried.
No. Think about what's the saddest movie ever that people generally cry in? Like, whatever. I don't care, you know.
I don't know. What is? Is there something considered?
I don't know. But anything, when anything happens in film or television, that's devastating.
I was just going to make the most inappropriate joke in the history of mankind. It just came to me.
Yeah, which was?
No, I don't think I can do it. I'm actually... It's the first time I've been ashamed
It's the first time you've checked yourself. Well, it's bad.
Yeah. It's It's actually the... I'm like, that is the worst thing I've ever thought in my life. I'm kind of proud I went that bad, but I'm not going to tell you.
You're proud you're allowed your brain to go that far? Yeah. But it doesn't matter, dude. Like, in any other film or TV show ever in the history of me, when something terrible happens, I'm just like, yeah, meh, whatever.
Yeah, I've never.
That's a thing.
I guess because to me it always is just a TV or a movie. I've never... gotten that fucking choked up.
And look, let's be clear, it wasn't like a cry, but there was a discharge from my eye. It was like a well up, is what I'm saying.
I mean, well, of course, not in Hill I have, because that's just a beautiful movie. But or Love Actually, or whatever one of those ones I was referring to. Yeah,
anything ever Hugh Grant's been in? Is that his name, Hugh Grant? Anyway.
Oh, maybe Lethal Weapon 2, when I first saw it on a little black and white TV, and the ads came right after Riggs gets shot by Hans, and you think he's died.
Riggs!
Yeah, I didn't know he hadn't lived,
Right, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, well, we've hit time on that note, so...
We can leave it there with my patheticness. Yeah,
that's not pathetic, dude. It just shows you're a caring person.
Yeah, whatever. It's pathetic.